And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 606. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Okay.
That's two in a row for you, Breakman. You know, you must be really tired, man. Yeah. How are you, Eric? How you doing, man?
I was a little sleepy earlier today, but I just need some energy, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good, man. You know how it goes, man. Just a long week. Well, we got lots to talk about today. Gamescom is still going on. Lots of announcements. Well, not really announcements, just more announcements to games that we already knew about. So why don't we get started with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got more news from Alf. Chambers of the Four Kingdoms is coming to the PS4 and Nintendo Switch, and it's been pushed to 2021, probably because of these versions. And COVID, but I'm guessing that they need extra time to do those ports. But Or they're just using that time to make ports.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's going to be still coming out for the Xbox One and PC, so don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Really cool little Diablo-like clone, it looks like. A little more colorful, but looks all right. Anything else, Eric?
I just hope that against all odds, it ends up being better than whatever Diablo 4 ends up being.
Yeah. Slagar says, why are games being pushed out? Probably because of COVID, Slagar, I'm guessing. Some of it has to do with timing and how other games are coming out and, stuff like that. So they're just, they're being a little overly cautious with where they're slotting.
They could probably take the time to do PS5 and Xbox One Series X.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a bunch of reasons, Slagar, but whatever. All right, break.
Coming to us live from RPG site, open world tactical RPG Tenderfoot Tactics released for Steam. It's already out on October 21st for Steam. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
It'll be out on 1st. Skipping ahead because we have a ton of news. I'm just going to read the features. Explore the archipelago to your heart's content, finding surprises.
Archipelago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. To your heart's content, finding surprises along the way. No damage ranges or missed chances. Each attack makes a predicted amount of damage, so plan accordingly. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Evolve and customize your goblins, granting them different abilities. Each goblin is unique. Try out different party combinations. God, nothing pisses me off more than the missing one in attack.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's right fucking there. How the hell did you miss?
He's like right in front of you, you son of a bitch.
He is literally in the next block over.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you, Break. Slagar says COVID how? Well, I mean,
how not?
I mean, honestly, Slagar, like working from home is not exactly the easiest thing in the world. I mean, it's an adjustment, that's all. And that's not the only reason. I mean, like I said, there's other games and shit that they're trying to slot in, so that they can make the maximum amount of money. That's how it is. All right. Anything else on that, break?
Well, also they have to deal with shipping issues because of COVID.
Yeah,
I mean, especially America right now is nobody wants to come to America right now because we're one of the worst countries in the world for fucking COVID.
180,000 people dead. So, I mean, that gives you.
Did I say one of?
Yeah, the worst.
We've been blacklisted by the EU because we're more likely to get them infected.
Yeah. I mean, if I lived outside of the United States, I would not visit right now. I mean, it's that bad.
I would not let people from the U.S. come here. And if people are visiting from or returning from the U.S., they're going to get quarantined.
I had a trip.
There are people here that have been stranded in other parts of the world from Japan that lived in Japan and then went somewhere to visit.
And
now they're stuck wherever
they are. I had a trip planned to Las Vegas and I canceled. So, that was coming up in a couple of weeks. I was going to be in Vegas, but it just that, All that is bullshit.
If we had competent leadership, maybe this could have been dealt with months ago, but...
Yeah.
If we had competent leadership... If we had semi-competent leadership, you'd think that maybe at some point they would start to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Slagar
Trump
says...
Trump has yet to even deal with it.
Slagar said all that is bullshit. If anything, it should be faster. Slagar...
And you're really drunk if you're thinking like that.
Slagar, like, honestly, man, like, it's... I mean, the amount of pressure, like, the amount of pressure that's on the post office and UPS and FedEx and Amazon and all that stuff, it's like 100 times worse, man. It's logistics. It just... You know, the amount of stuff being shipped right now is insanely crazy. So, you know... It's how it is, man. All the shipping outlets, man, and I'm not talking just the post office, man. Like it's not USPS, it's UPS, it's FedEx, it's, you know, however Amazon does their shit. Am I doing Gamefly? I am not, Slagar.
I am, but I haven't returned my game that I rented yet.
Yeah, I have.
It took me 2 months to get my.
I'm kind of pissing money away, so yeah. I kind of need to play it soon.
Yeah,
no, there's definitely a delay in shipping going on right now. COVID has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and Amazon is supposed to be 2 days, which I'm not complaining at all because I think, you know, there's too much pressure as it is for me to be bitching. But everything that I've been buying on Amazon, because I get that included in my phone service, I mean, has been way longer than 2 days. So there's definitely pressure there. So, you know. That's how it is.
And okay, they need to prioritize medicine and things like... Well, did you see the news about all the baby chickens dying, for instance, to the mail?
I ship the game through media mail, and even though that takes longer, the expected delivery date for that was going to be sometime Monday.
Yeah, I mean...
Monday, when I sent it out. So a week.
No, Slagar, you're right, dude. He says, who buys non-digital games? Sometimes... I mean, I'm going more and more away from buying physical discs, but Slagar, sometimes physical discs are cheaper than digital games. That's just how it is, you know. And you know,
it's not just that. Like, still, the majority buy like physical copies of like the NES and Switch games, stuff like that. Because it's still like the mothers and the grandparents out shopping for the kids at Meijer and Walmart and stuff like that.
Well, and not only that, look at how much gigabytes games are. And that, you know, I can't buy a ton of digital games and download them all at once because it you know, it runs up against my fucking cap on my internet. So I just can't do that.
And I don't think Slagar, don't misunderstand us. Like, we're not like saying this is horrible. Like, we prefer I personally like digital a lot, and I'm not saying that.
I agree with you. I prefer digital as well. I mean, I most of my movies are digital. You know, I do like digital better, but it's getting
off the couch. I don't want to put a new disc in.
Yeah.
Like if it's not on my drive, I don't know if I'm going to play it. I'm just saying.
Yep. All right. Let's move on to the next story because we got tons to go, guys.
Also, Wayland buys a lot of physical stuff.
Yeah. Magic School RPG Inkenfell launches for PC on October 8th, and there was a little trailer that I played, and I don't think I have to... do more than that, other than it's inspired by the Mario and Luigi series. So, all right, there you go. Eric, next story, please.
Excuse me. Next story is Genshin Impact has a date for September 28th for PlayStation 4.
Ooh.
And this says the PlayStation 4 has a few extra goodies available. This is PlayStation players will get access to a Sword of Dissension weapon. This is if you get it digitally, I think. Because it is a free-to-play game. So,
the Sword of Deception.
Well, I guess this is something PSN's doing exclusively. Yeah. But anyways, see to be useful for those starting out their adventure as it has a chance to deal additional damage to nearby enemies. So it can get you like up until you're strong enough to not need it anymore.
Yeah. It looks like a pretty game. You know, pretty open world RPG. So, there you go. All right, anything else, Eric?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site. EZ9 Monstrum Nox launches on February 2nd in North America, February 5th in Europe for the PlayStation 4, with PC and Switch versions to launch in the summer of 2021.
Oh, all right.
Not to be confused. There you go. That was all I'm heading.
The game should not be confused with the title that's simply just called Monstrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to compare that to the first paragraph. NIS America has announced that Ease 9 Monstrum Nox will launch on February 2nd in North America, February 5th in Europe, and February 12th in Oceania for PlayStation 4. The Switch and PC Steam GOG versions will follow in summer 2021. So literally, the only thing they added was the February 12th date for Oceania in the first paragraph.
I mean, when you're desperate to write articles, Breakman, that's how you do, man, you know? Another great looking RPG action game. You know, Ease has always been great, so this should be.
So you're saying the Switch, there's price gouging on that, but that should be being alleviated because apparently it's getting easier for Nintendo to make shipments and get all the parts.
Yeah, should be is the key word, but I agree with Slagar. They do.
Well, are still the problems of people who have done like bot selling or bot buying on like Amazon and places like that. So as soon as some of these stores get shipments in, they're already bought out, which is fucking ridiculous. But you are right. Nintendo is making waves on getting shipments out.
Yep.
But I think it's still going to be maybe a month before we're like.
Yep. You know what else is making
getting
waves?
Getting back to normal shipment stock. Yeah.
You know what else is making waves, guys? World of Warcraft Shadowlands launches on October 27th. Comes to us from RPGsite.net. So Gamescom revealed that Shadowlands, the 8th expansion, will launch on October 27th.
I want to talk to somebody who's still playing that game.
Slagar apparently is still playing that game, man. You could talk to him.
Wow. Yeah. Well, compared to WoW, how about Guild Wars?
There are still people playing Guild Wars, man, for sure. For sure. But so there you go. I did see some of the footage of this. It looks really good.
Well, Guild Wars I can get because you don't pay monthly for Guild Wars, but you're still paying monthly for WoW. Like,
well, they,
you're giving them a fortune.
Yeah,
I'm surprised WoW hasn't gone free to play yet.
Honestly,
yeah, like all their expansions, they should give you if you're paying for them monthly.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree with you, Breakman. But in fairness to Warcraft, man, like they seem to do the MMO thing right, man. Like,
get me wrong, I loved it. I played it for 2 years straight.
Yeah, no.
And then I think I paid for it for like 3 years straight.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I'm gonna play it again. No, well, I should cancel my. I don't want to cancel because I might play it again.
Yeah,
I did that for like a year.
Yeah, I know, man. That's how like Netflix is for me right now. I haven't been able to watch much on Netflix, and I'm paying for it. And I'm like, God, there's stuff that I need to see on there, but it's like, I haven't, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I'm thinking of dropping and...
Yeah. Are you going to watch JoJo's?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch, that's on my list, JoJo's on my list, a couple other things. Yeah,
fortunately, only the first three seasons are available. Seasons four and five are not on there, because five's not being dubbed, so that won't be on there until that happens.
Yeah, of course...
I don't know what's going on with four.
Of course, just when I think about getting rid of it, Castlevania will come up, and then I'll be like, "No, I gotta watch Castlevania." You know? Okay.
Added Cobra Kai, which I've been wanting to see.
Yeah, same here. That's another one that I need to add. You know, there's a bunch of zombie fucking TV series, stuff like that. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, from RPG site, we've got a game called Tinkertown.
Yeah,
and it is a sandbox multiplayer RPG, which is a first title developed internally for the indie publisher, which is named Head Up. Anyways, the game is set to launch via Steam Early Access this fall, and a public demo will be available. Actually, it's available now because it was available yesterday.
It looks good, man. Looks like a little Minecrafty, you know, kind of farm sim type deal. So.
But it's got a pixel art style and procedurally generated open world.
I don't like the procedural generated shit, but you know.
But for sandboxy stuff, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure. Dungeons in chat. He says I really need to catch up with my next Netflix list. Same here, Dungeon. Once I get caught up, I can maybe get rid of that service, man. I remember when Hulu was free. I remember that too. All the old stuff I could watch. Then they had to pay the bills, of course. Of course they do, man. Tinkertown. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nah. That's right.
Break, you're up.
What? We're... Huh? Wait, are we doing the... What?
Right after Tinkertown. Broken Roads.
The what? The story after the sorry, the page was loading because I was stalling. Going to this site, post-apocalyptic CRPG Broken Roads gets a pre-alpha showreel and Steam page in time for Gamescom, and we talked to them.
Yes,
and, we loved the idea of this game. Well, at least I did.
Yeah, no, we
I'm
all
speaking
did.
Speaking for Eric now.
Yeah.
Nobody. He's not gonna say anything. He's gonna let me say that.
Yeah, they love when you stall, break. You know, we all know when you do it, man. It's pretty fun. But yeah, we did talk to Drop Bear Bytes about.
I was like, I thought it was gonna load for a second, and I'm gonna stop. Damn it, it's still not loading.
Yeah. Yeah,
but so far, Broken Roads is set for release in 2021, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Hopefully, we can get to talk to him again sometime before that.
I'm sure we could get him on again, Eric. Yeah, you should get on that, man. Let's get Drop Bear back on to talk more Broken Roads, because we did talk to the guys and it looks good, man. We all were in agreement.
So are you telling me I need to play a pre-alpha now?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We need alphas, man. Their Discord is always.
I don't like playing like pre-beta anything because it's just it's not a good representation of the game.
Yeah, but you can still get a good deal.
It's not like I'm getting paid to do Q&A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dungeon says their Discord is always busy. Definitely looking forward to Broken Road. See, yeah, we're looking forward to it as well, Dungeon. Are we pushing for any particular next console? That's from Slagar. Slagar, I'm getting both. But I mean, since Halo was pushed back, I'm not in a hurry to get the Xbox. I mean, once Halo comes out, it's a no-brainer for me to get the Xbox. But I put my name in the hat for the PS5, and I will definitely, if I get a chance to get the PS5, I'm definitely getting the PS5. You know, I am getting the disc drive one, not the all digital one as much as I would like. I just have way too many PS4 games on physical to, you know. Plus I was looking at the specs of Call of Duty. It's 100 gigabytes, man. So like I said, like downloading 100 gigabytes is not in my best interest right now. So
at least it's not the 200 that. Like,
whoa, hold on. We got to kick Slugar out of chat.
Why?
What's that thing that you do all the time? Go ahead and do it.
Oh, exiled Slugar. He says no, it's not the only reason, man. There's other games, but Halo's obviously Halo's the big draw, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I have to get that system, man. I do like Halo, even though I suck at it, badly. But, and I like the power specs of the Xbox and, you know, all that stuff too. And, you know, it does have a good Game Pass thing going on. So, I mean, there's stuff that I'm definitely need to get it. But the PS5 is definitely my priority, no question. Dungeon says I'm definitely getting a PS5 for the exclusives, but the new Xbox looking great too. This size for the current Call of Duty is insane. I mean, 100 gigabytes, dude. That's like a tenth of my data, and I got to stream movies and everything else.
I didn't even
man.
Know they made Blu-ray disc that large.
Yes, they do. Well, 4K disc for sure. It's like the Galactus of hard drives. Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. Okay, next comes to us from RPGsite.net. Tycho, I wish I would have given this one to Break, man. I'm gonna fuck all this up. Tycho no Tsujin, Tatsujin, Tatsujin. Rhythmic Adventure Pack is a compilation of two rhythm RPGs set to release for Nintendo Switch this winter. So no real date, just know that it's coming out this winter.
They used to be 3DS games.
Yeah, I'm going to just do the quick little features. Double the drumming, double the fun. Two Taiko no Tatsujin games never before released in the West. Prepare for battle. RPG modes offers action-packed taiko drumming battles. That's kind of cool. Let's see. Build a drumming team and encore. So there you go. Slagar says exclusive. What? Ratchet? Ratchet? Yes, Ratchet for sure. Definitely looking forward to Ratchet and Clank. Spider-Man Miles Morales. God of War is coming out next year. Horizon Zero Dawn, like Slagar, like honestly, PlayStation has it all over right now with exclusives.
They have tons of exclusives. I can't argue with that. I just don't like exclusives. I'm sick of having to buy a different console just to play a different game.
I agree, man. But I mean, it's the world we live in, Brake. You got to do what you got to do, man. You know. Yep.
It Horizon wasn't as bad back when it was just two of them, really. But
yeah. No, I mean, it's the same thing with Nintendo. You can't play Mario on any of the other systems. You can't play Zelda on the... I mean, that's just the way it is.
I know. Like I said, I'm sick of it. I want, like, Mario... I'd like to be able to play Mario on an Xbox.
Yeah, you know? I agree, but
I would like people to be able to play Halo on the PlayStation.
Yeah. I kind of have a feeling we'll be back down to two consoles next generation, whatever two those will be, but, you know, that's for a different day. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
You've got... stupid pop-up links. We've got the Collection of Saga, Final Fantasy Legend, which is a mouthful. Well, they could have taken the opportunity to call it the Final Fantasy Legend Collection.
Yeah,
because people know what those games are, but they are the Saga games. The Final Fantasy thing there was just there to sell it, even though Sunsoft was the publisher of those games. But because that was a time period where Square was still a very small company and even smaller in the West. But anyways, they originally released the Game Boy in 1989 to 1991, and they'll release digital only, well, at least in the West, December 20 or 15th on the eShop.
Yeah. Okay. Cool deal. Slagar says, Mario on Xbox? I'd shoot the place up. like Dungeon says, also the Persona series. Yeah, for sure, Dungeon. There's so many RPGs, man, on the PlayStation that it's a no-brainer.
Persona's not really exclusive, though. It just kind of sort of is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Break.
There are time-delayed exclusives for both systems, but there's also just developers don't have the budget to put it on more than one system.
Yeah, that's true, too. All right, Break, what do you got next?
We've got coming to us live from RPG site. God damn it. Monster Rancher 2 is coming to Nintendo Switch in Japan on September 17th. Really, for all that, that's what took forever, you fucking prick. As reported previously, during the first reveal, the Monster Rancher 2 port will retain the online CD database used to generate monsters to make up the lack of a CD drive on the Switch. It also retains the Slate system to generate monsters from save data of Monster Rancher 1's port on the same platform, while including the part-time job minigame that was available through the Pocket Station in the original Japanese PlayStation release.
All right, so if you're a Monster Rancher fan, that's going to be for you, for sure. Dungeon says, I'd play Master Chief Mario Brothers. That would be interesting.
Spoiler alert, Master Chief is coming to the Smash Brothers.
Yeah, oh man, that would be kind of cool. I mean, how many people would buy Smash Brothers if that happened, man? All right, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memory launches on November 11th in Japan. Jesus Christ, how many more of these games are we going to get? So it was kind of a surprise. Launch November
forever 3rd. Kingdom Hearts games.
I know. Oh, I remember talking about this as the rhythm based game. Looks fun. I mean, I'd play it probably. You know, it's one of those.
Is this basically Theater Rhythm for Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah.
They
for
just
sure.
dropped the branding of Theater Rhythm.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Altaria Rises hit the 500K mark.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's a number that they can be very, very pleased with. So, there you go. Yeah. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I wasn't being snide at all. Coming to us live from RPG Site, Chained Echoes is a 16-bit style fantasy RPG with mechs to be showcased at the Gamescom Indie Arena booth online set in the fourth quarter of 2021 for release. Well, that's way off. I don't think we really need to talk any more about this then.
Yeah, but this is interesting because it looks like it's
okay, I'll read it then. Fine. Okay. Chained Echoes. I'll skip that paragraph. Chained Echoes is a story-driven turn-based RPG inspired by the classics, featuring customizable airships and mechs. Ooh, customizable. I like that.
Yeah.
There are no random encounters. Instead, each fight will be seen during exploration.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
You know what I find interesting about this game, Break? It looks like one person developed this game. One.
That's interesting.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure there's like a team, but like he's probably the only programmer.
Yeah, yeah.
The key features of the game are 20 to 25 hours of play time, or 70 if you're Frank. turn-based battles, no random encounters. Enemies can be seen running around. Tons of items to be looted, stolen, or crafted. Ooh, I like stealing. Complex skill and equipment systems. I mean, on games, not in real life. Don't like that. Customize your own airship. I like that. Travel and fight by foot or in your mech. Why would I walk if I had a fucking mech?
Exactly.
16-bit.
The mech probably takes fuel.
I wouldn't walk to the grocery store if I had a mech. Like, they would have to make the door fucking wider to fit my mech. Goddamn.
Yeah, otherwise you'd sue their asses, Break.
Right. Exactly. This is mech discrimination. Music inspired by PSX RPGs.
Yeah. No, it looks really, really good. That's what caught my eye about this game, Break. Like it's a traditional turn-based, but no random encounters. Slagar says Kingdom Hearts MMO. One person that hates random encounters. I didn't mind them, except if they were like, you know, of the Dragon Warrior type, where every two steps you're running into a random encounter. But I do like the fact that you see enemies on the screen.
As a kid, I was okay with that, but you know,
sounds like it's more like Chrono Trigger, where the enemies are just hanging out in a certain location. And
yeah, we've kind of, you're right, Break. We've kind of grown way past that. So you know, I door dashed my mech. Slagar says. Freak 5 is up. He says, what's up, my grinders? What's up, Freak 5? How you doing, man? Welcome to chat. Glad I haven't exiled you yet. Usually, first comment gets an exile, so there you go. Okay, next story.
You were supposed to exile Slagar for me. You did that, right?
For what?
For insulting Halo.
Oh, that was earlier. Yeah, I exiled Slagar earlier.
Okay, good.
We were talking about Guild Wars earlier. Guild Wars 2 is coming to Steam, November. End of Dragons expansion teaser. So there's
only just now got on Steam. Why?
I know. It's so weird. But Guild Wars, you don't have to pay that monthly fee. That's what the attraction is to that game, for sure. So,
well, it's just what like I said before. I get that, why people still want to play that, but like, I just, after you've paid like hundreds of dollars to play one video game, don't you kind of just want to be like, I don't want to keep investing in this. Like, throwing money away.
The only game that I ever did that was fucking SingStar, and then they closed the servers for that, man. So, like, you know, it's like, you can't buy any more songs. It's like, I was so disappointed. I went to download SingStar and, you know, buy a few games, and they just totally ended it. I'm like, fuck.
I might actually play Final Fantasy 14 up through Heaven's Ward just because it's free.
Yeah. Freak 5 says 2020 is better than DQ8, and he promptly gets his first exile.
I don't believe that either.
Yep. Exiled.
I don't even agree with that one, man. Like, that's the lowest bar you've possibly ever set.
Yeah. Hey, did you do that last story, Break, or was it Eric?
It was me.
It was.
Okay. Then it's up to you.
I thought Frank did it. Well, okay, we're on the Necromancer one?
Yes.
Oh, I did Chain Echoes, and Frank did Guild Wars 2, so it's your turn.
Okay. Coming to this live from RPG site, Sword of the Necromancer is an action RPG roguelike to be showcased at the Gamescom Indie Arena booth online, set to release this fall. There you go. In Sword of the Necromancer, you play as Tama, who hopes to revive Coco by finding the titular sword.
The game is
roguelike in structure, meaning the player will progress through the dungeon until they are felled by monsters. Who wrote this?
you guys excited for Beavis and Butthead on Comedy Central? I am.
Why wouldn't I be excited for Beavis and Butthead? Yeah. So felled by monsters. The player will then restart from the beginning with no equipment, but having maintained half their current level. The game features a system where you can revive defeated enemies to fight alongside you, as well as local two-player cooperative mode. I don't like that half the level, because you can get stuck at a certain point, and then you keep having your level and having your level and having your
yeah.
level. It's like, I'm going to go back and play
yeah,
this again.
I like the idea of, like, maybe half your gold or something like that, you know, but the leveling is, yeah, that's a little bit too much. I guess it's better than permadeath, though, you know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they also scale the enemies. So
just get good, Breakman. That's what,
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I failed.
All right. Let's move on to the next story, if I can get my thing loaded up here.
I mean, it's better than other roguelikes where if you die, then you have to start over from level one. And
that's true.
All your items.
That is true. Not
maybe
sure about. Slager says, not sure about Beavis, but Ren and Stimpy, yeah. I like both,
now
man.
You need to ban him again. He's not sure about Beavis. What is wrong with him today?
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead, man. I love Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. I'm not going to exile from that because, you know, everybody has their own opinions, man.
Well, it's wrong opinion, and he needs to be punished.
Well, go for it, man. You have my permission, Breakman.
I don't care about either of those two shows.
Well, how dare you?
Your opinion is wrong, too. You need to be punished.
I never said I never liked Beavis and Butthead, but I liked it, like, back when I was a teenager.
Well, it can still be good now, man. So there you go.
Yeah, I kind of grew out of that stuff.
Well,
so.
I didn't, so how about that? all right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Project Haven is a tactical turn-based RPG to be showcased at Gamescom Indie Arena booth online with a playable alpha demo. Looks good, man. Like I didn't get a chance to see the vids before as my dog is freaking out for some dumb reason. But it looks pretty good. So there you go. All right. Anything else on that, Eric? Project Haven?
I can imagine Slager's Mr. Anderson talking to us.
Slager says, you youngsters weren't allowed to my Beavis and Butthead, allowed to be at my Beavis and Butthead parties.
Yeah, you youngsters aren't allowed to be at my, well, you're not allowed to be here.
Were you
Call
two,
cops.
Were you two whacking off my shed again? You know. Quit lying, Frank. We know you hate Beavis and Butthead. They keep whacking off in your tool shed. I already said that, Freak 5, so there you go. Was it you two whacking off my tool shed? I love that show, man. So good. All right,
Project Haven.
No, I already talked about Project Haven, Eric. Next story.
Okay. Next story is then Battle Hunters, which is a real-time tactical RPG, and it's for the Nintendo Switch and PC, and it's coming out on October. No real date, so I guess whenever they get it approved.
Yeah, it looks pretty. I mean, it's definitely got a different art style.
It kind of reminds me of the art style that was used for Vandal Hearts, The Flames of Retribution, or whatever it was called, for the PS3. Which is really weird, because, like, I don't even think the original team that made the first two Vandal Hearts games worked on it. It felt like a Western-developed project with the name attached to it.
Yeah. Freak 5 is exiled again. He says, your dog's freaking out because your dog wants some peanut butter without being spread on your nuts. How dare you, Freak 5.
I'm surprised you didn't have him executed.
I had him exiled. I don't do executions on the show, man. I mean,
I think the funniest thing in this is that the logo on the, like, the clip, thumbnail clip of the video on here.
Yeah,
it has a dude that kind of looks like a mix between Man at Arms and Samus.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's got a nice nifty little art style, like I said. So, all right, Break, you're up. What do we got?
The best name game coming to us from RPG site. Yakuza Like a Dragon launches on November 13th for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC.
Yeah.
That's the best named game.
And if it's to be believed, that's also the launch date of the Xbox Series X versions and PS5 versions, because those will probably be the launch date.
Yeah.
For those
consoles. I mean, it looks good. I mean, I'm down for this game. I mean, the Yakuza games are great. I still have to finish the ones on the PS4, but yeah, I'm totally down for this game. It's a turn-based RPG, apparently. So,
Like a Dragon. I love that title. Like Sega released a new trailer highlighting the game's combat and job system, where Ichiban and his crew and take the role of various professions such as breakdancer, idol, chef, musician, and more. There are more than 20 such jobs found in the game. Ichiban is a fan of classic RPGs, and so he envisions his skirmishes as tough everything. So he envisions his skirmishes as tough everything axe and turn-based style this time around. That's pretty kind of
You know what looks really cool about this trailer is, like, you could be like a chef, like they said, and like use like a frying pan as a weapon. It looks fucking awesome, man. This game looks great. It looks really, really good. Really, really good. Freakpie says, I told my wife last night that the next male dog we get, I'm going to name him Lieutenant Dan. So after he's neutered, when he licks his crotch, I will say, but you ain't got no balls, Lieutenant Dan. Oh, Freakpie, man. Freakpie. All right, next story comes to us from, a lot of news stories today, guys. It's about Gotham Knights. Come to us from RPGsite.net. My dog won't fucking leave me alone. Leave me alone, dog. Jesus Christ. Open world cooperative action RPG Gotham Knights announced for PS5, PS4, Series X, Xbox One, and PC. It'll be on Switch later. Batman's dead. It's up to Batgirl, Nightwing, Red Hood, and Robin to protect Gotham City. The game can be played single or in two-person online co-op. Each of the four characters has a variety of moves, gear, weapons, customizable appearances. There's a debut trailer, and I can tell you honestly, guys, it looks really good. Even though I'm not a big Warner Brothers fan, it looks good. It looks damn fine.
And wait for the reveal at the end. Batman faked his death the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Batman rise from the grave. You know, that type of thing. But the gameplay looks fantastic. It looks really good, man. I mean, what can you say? All right, Eric, you do the next story.
Next story is Trials of Mana sold above expectations, but Square is also a completely clueless company, and they didn't realize how starved for a good Mana game there was, because they usually treat the game series like crap.
Oh man, Freak Five, man.
So far stuff.
Freak Five's Double Exile. He says, "Clean the peanut butter off your balls, and your dog will leave you alone." How dare you, son of a bitch?
He's trying to be helpful.
Yeah. Helpful my ass.
Like the article has like it took an excerpt from an interview that they had, but there are no hard sales numbers, so that's why we can't list them here.
Yeah. But of course, Square Enix is not happy. They think it should have done triple that amount, whatever it was. But whatever. All right, Brake, you get the honor of the last story.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Turrican Anthology Volume 1 and 2 announced for PS4 and Switch. The anthology includes Turrican for the Amiga, Turrican 2 for the Amiga, Super Turrican for the Super Nintendo, Super Turrican Director's Cut for the Super Nintendo, Mega Turrican Score Attack for the Mega Drive, and Anthology 2 includes the Turrican 3 for Amiga, Mega Turrican for Mega Drive, Mega Turrican Director's Cut for Mega Drive, Super Turrican 2 for a Super NES, and Super Turrican 1 Score Attack for the Super NES.
Yeah, Turrican making a comeback, man. I mean, the
director's cut versions of the games are like tweaked versions of the originals, because they never released them. It's more like, we fixed the game a little.
Yeah.
Like, you can play the original one.
I wish they would have came out with a new Turrican along with it. That would have been really cool.
Well, that's probably what this is all about, though.
Yeah. Slagar says, the Robin is Tim Drake. Yeah, there you go. It looks good, man. I'm down for Turrican, man. Turrican's good stuff. Real fluid, you know, shooter. Fun stuff. Okay.
I think it's weird that the Nightwing, Robin, and the Red Hood are there, but is Red Robin there? I can't remember.
No, it's Nightwing, Robin, Red Hood, and Batgirl.
Yeah.
Did you say Red Robin?
No,
I'm surprised Red Robin isn't there, though.
Yeah. So. Dungeon says, Turrican for everyone. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. I'm excited, man. Turrican was an underrated, you know, kind of side-scrolling shooter, man. It's good stuff. Freak5 says, earlier this week when I was trolling someone's Facebook Live, They got angry, pointed their gun at the phone's camera. I'm not sure if they shot their phone, but the stream ended right after that. Wow. Wow. That is... That's something else, Freak Five.
Well done. Well done, sir. I applaud you.
Well done. Yes, well done. Red Robin sounds good. Yes. Red Robin. Okay.
Why did you have to bring that up?
Go there if you want super huge burgers.
Yeah.
Oh, and their fries are so good, too.
Yeah. I can't eat burgers anymore. I've talked about it on the show, but yeah, the Red
Robin. Well, then I'll eat yours. That's cool.
Yeah, you're fine. You can have it. That person needed a hug, Dungeon said. You know, Dungeon is like one of the nicest people ever. Like, I always hate like exiling Dungeon in chat for some reason. I always feel bad. Like Freak Five, I could exile all day, but like Dungeon, like I just have a hard time. Dungeon is like the hug of RP grinders. That's what I'm gonna say.
The Kirby of RP grinders.
Yeah, he's like the Kirby of RP grinders. Exactly. That's a good analogy, man. Although he doesn't eat everybody, you know.
He eats all the games instead.
Yeah, exactly. All right, homie discounts. There's still that PS Plus deal for $32, or I don't know what it is now. It's always around $32, $34. Nintendo does have an excellent sale going on right now. That, like, one of the things I saw was the treasure trove of what's that game called, Eric?
Shovel Knight Treasure
Trove is like $27 or something, which is a fantastic deal for all the stuff you get with that. Yeah, so there you go. And Xbox and PlayStation obviously got their, you know, end of summer sales type things going on. So there you go. Breakman, should I hit your music?
No.
Wow, nothing for Breakman this week. Okay, well then, you know, send Breakman stuff at RP Grinders. You know, he's more than happy to give you sex advice on the show and, you know, stuff like that.
I mean, you guys don't want me to cry, do you?
Plus, you don't want him to cry. Yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Let me see. What have I been playing? Well, you mentioned that there was a end-of-summer sale going on with Xbox and PlayStation, stuff like that. And I was looking through them, and they gave me like a $5 coupon, so I was looking through for games less than $5. Because I'm a shit bastard.
You really are a cheapo, man. You couldn't have, like, got a $10 game for $5.
See, that's the thing, is I was looking through them, and I saw a game that I did want was $10, and I'm like, ah, shit. Okay, fine. So, this week I've spent playing Injustice 2.
Oh, nice, man. That's a good pickup, for sure. Did you get the, like Ultimate Edition, or?
No, I don't have I don't have the Ninja Turtles or any of that. No. I might get that at some point to just... I don't know, just see it, and they've probably have their own storylines added and stuff like that, but just, I'm having a lot of fun with it, a large selection of characters that, you know, kind of never thought you'd see in video games, for, like, Firestorm is a character I never thought would, kind of course, the Flash brought him back, really, you know, before that, he's just, like, really obscure, nobody even heard of him anymore and stuff like that, but like, that's a fun fighting game, and I wish Wylan was in here, because I think when Injustice 2 first came out, there were a lot of problems with it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But, that's how I like waiting for games. I get them when they're, you know, in perfect working order.
Yeah. All right. Sweet.
And it's a fun game, and if people don't know, it's the evil Superman storyline, where Batman's trying to save the world against evil Superman in the first game, and the sequel, Brainiacs come to town, and, you know, Superman's in prison, and Batman's got to figure out how to beat Brainiac without Superman.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man, for sure. Yeah. Real quickly in chat, Freak 5, I bought the third bottle of Johnny Walker Game of Thrones-themed whiskey, so I'll be doing a taste test later. Song of Ice. Dungeon said, played a few hours of the New World MMO preview from Amazon. It's kind of interesting, but I feel I've already hit the point where it gets really grindy. Yeah. Freak Five said, I've been playing Fairy Tail, Animal Crossing, Friday the 13th, Fall Guys, and Super Mario Brothers. Yeah, that's interesting you brought up Fall Guys, man. That's a good fun game. I was going to tell you guys, like, there are more people in chat. Let me check out who else is in there. Commander Root joined us. Hey, is it in yet? Is in chat. Never thought I'd say that.
That is not what you want to hear.
Lurks is in chat. Welcome, all you guys. Hey, another thing real quick. If you guys are in chat and haven't followed us on Twitch, go ahead and do so. We're like four away from being like an official affiliate of Twitch, which is outstanding. So we're four away, four followers away on Twitch from being an official affiliate of Twitch. So if you guys haven't already followed us on Twitch, go ahead and do so. And if you're listening on archives, please do so. We just need four more. That's it. And I know these bastards in chat. I think Slagar's following us, but everybody else is like, you know, slagging behind. So, all right, what you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing a little bit of Colorex Malice Unlimited. Because I got done with Seven Scarlet, so I just moved on. I need to write the review for that, and a little and London Detective Mysterious, by the way. But that'll be soon. I got a couple other reviews on the pipeline. But other than that, I've been playing Dark Souls Remastered because I got the bug to play Dark Souls again because it was $20 on PSN during their sale. So I was like, sure, why not? And now I'm going for the platinum. And playing as a mage because I didn't play as a mage as well. Very first time and the only time I had ever played Dark Souls was on the Switch, and I went with the Dex build for that one.
Yeah.
And I rocked the katana, the Uji katana.
Dungeon says second season of Fall Guys will be medieval themed with dragon and knight costumes, which, yeah, I did see that. It looks really cool. Freak 5 says, I remember seeing a porn where the lady was getting pounded doggy style and she looked at her watch. She probably was like, yeah, hurry up. I need to pick up my kids from school, he said. Yeah, pretty much, man. I mean, those porn stars, man, they're like, you know, so used to all that shit. They're just like, come on, get it over with. Let's go here. Give me my paycheck. Let's go. All right, anything else you've been playing, Eric?
No, just those.
All right. I haven't really played much this week, just MPQ. I'm just now, like, today was, like, the first day I felt better in, like, 2.5 weeks, man. Like, this cold is... I think it's just because the air quality's been so bad that I can't get
over it. Well, I mean, I played one thing else, but it's part of my review, so I didn't mention it.
That was probably my channel, Slagar says. There you go. All right. I'm sorry, Eric. Did you have something else to talk about?
No, the other game I played was part of my review, which is why I didn't mention it.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, yeah, I haven't won a Fall Guys match either. It's because you suck, Freak 5. It's plain and simple. Dungeon just hadn't won a match just out of circumstance, but Freak 5, you just need to get better. Get good, as they say. All right, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
Blake, did you have a review this week?
No.
All right, Eric.
No.
Eric, your review of Dandara.
Dandara is a weird Metroidvania because you don't move around left and right like normal. You jump from place to place on different spots of soil that are covered in salt. And the salt is like, there's this whole thing with the salt in the game, and it's basically like a pillar of creation of sorts, I guess, in this world. And people were prosperous and stuff like that, and they eventually fell to ruin when some people got a little too greedy and stuff. So Dandara, the main character, was created to combat this threat. And there's only like three bosses in the main game, and there's two, and there's the final boss, and there's two bosses in the DLC. And you can find upgrades like extra health or extra energy if you use your sub weapons. Like, there's a missile sub weapon, and then there's a couple other sub weapons that I ended up not really using because I didn't find a practical use for them. But the one that lets you do shockwaves was pretty good. It just puts out a big orb in the middle of, like, the screen, a couple feet away from you, and it stays on the screen for a while, so it's a good way to do damage to an enemy. And you can launch a couple of those at once if you want to do even more. But you can get experience, which is the salt you collect. But so it's kind of like Dark Souls in that sense, like non-traditional level up systems, so there are no stats there other than like your health and then your energy and then your Estus flask like item called Essence Assault. And there's even stuff that recovers your energy. It lets you use it more often, but or is it more? I can't remember. I think the things you pick up are the ones that give you more, and the thing that you're upgrading is actually how much health you're getting back. Anyways, it's pretty fun. Also, when you die, you lose all the salt you collected up to that point. You have to go back to find it. Or you can find... There's kind of like a Dark Souls element in the game, another Dark Souls element in the game where you can find other players that have died in locations and you can shoot their body to get their salt. I don't think that destroys their ability to get their body back, but it helps other players out. It's not a very long game, and it's got a really interesting soundtrack. It is hard, but not so hard that it's Dark Souls hard. But you can get the hang of it after a couple tries of trying to fight the boss. But I didn't beat the DLC because I wanted to kind of move on, and I was like very close to the end anyway. And so I saw the ending online, and it was neat. But I did beat the main game, so I'm going to give this game an 8.5 out of 10.
All right, that's a very good score for Dandara. Check it out. Slagar said Metroid should have been a day one game for the Switch. I agree, Slagar. They should have had their big hitters right off the bat. Freak Five's Exile, he's a son of a bitch. He says, you all remember my story about my wife's new car. Yeah, is there an update to that, Freak Five? All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the
Week.
There
are about 500 Stinkos.
Well, let's narrow it down a little bit, man.
Okay, let's see here. There's a hurricane pounding the East Coast. That sucks. Let me see. Joe Ruby died. That sucks, too.
Yeah, the creator of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Ruby and Spears fame. Let me see here. Another black unarmed man shot in the back by police.
Seven times.
Yeah. Unarmed and shot in the back.
Yep, of course. Because he was going into his car. I mean, you're black going into a car is a crime, apparently. So, you know.
You didn't know that?
Apparently.
It's legal to be black and be
And also, I don't know if you knew this, Breakman. He was also... So he's paralyzed. He lived through surgery. And they had him handcuffed.
I mean, thank God he lived, not that he's paralyzed.
Yeah. And they handcuffed him to his bed, which they finally let him go, but still... I mean, where was he going to go? He's fucking paralyzed. You know, it's so stupid. Right. But all right.
Slegar in chat says he also created Scrappy-Doo, so it's okay.
he created or founded the studio that gave us the Ruby Ridge Mega Man Double Track cartoons.
Did he do Scrappy-Doo? Because he, like, I thought he'd quit after the first season of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
he might have came up with the character, and then they did something with him later.
But... Oh my God, Freak Five, that's a horrific story.
Because like I know him and Spears sold Scooby Doo to I forget who they sold it to.
Hanna Barbera, I don't know.
Right, you're right, Hanna Barbera.
Yeah.
And then they went to Disney for a while, and ABC, and then they did their own thing. Ruby and Spears, obviously. All but right. So he died, and that's sad. And then also we have a teenager who was encouraged, I guess his probably entire life, that machine guns are all right and that you should go shoot people if they're breaking windows and stuff like that.
I don't understand this. Like, people get up in arms when property gets damaged, right? But but a human life is taken or almost taken, and nobody gives a fuck. You know what I mean? It's such a weird double standard.
What he said, Chow, sorry.
Hannah Barbara. It's just, I don't understand it, Breakman. Like, we put such an emphasis on corporations and property and business that we don't give a fuck about people, right?
And this is a 17-year-old kid. Like, he had nothing to do with that there, but like what was going on downtown. But now this kid's life is ruined. He killed two people. Their lives are obviously, their lives are gone, but their family's lives are ruined. And this, because he had an assault rifle and he's going downtown. But why aren't his parents arrested for this? They've obviously raised him with the mentality that it's okay, that assault rifles are good and that people killing is good.
I'm actually a Second Amendment proponent, Breakman. So I don't much care that someone owns a gun. Like, that's not my focus.
I don't see a reason for a 17-year-old to have an assault rifle.
I agree with you, man. Like, I think there should be limits. Like, for instance, if you want to own a handgun, so be it. You know, like a revolver, for instance. You know, you put 6 bullets in a revolver, and the amount of damage that can be done is obviously devastating from a gun. But it's not like one of these assault rifles that, you know, you hold the trigger for a second and like 3, 4, 10 bullets comes out. You know, it's like, I never understood the need for that. And then people always say, well, hunters. I'm like, hunters really need that much fucking bullet power to take down a buck? Really? I mean, I could kill a buck with a fucking bow and arrow. You know, I mean,
I was going to say, like, why don't they be real, like, hunters and do it with something that makes it more fair, like a bow and arrow or something? Or, like, using guns, it's like, if we're starving and, you know,
yeah, it's like our
last meal or whatever, you're fighting for a meal, it'd be one thing. But when you're just doing it for the fun of it or sport.
Yeah. Slager says something absolutely correct. He says it's illegal already for a 17 to own an assault rifle. That's true, too. But here's the problem, Slager. They let him walk. They didn't arrest him till the next day. And you know damn well, if that had been a black guy that had shot a couple people and went up to the cops with a fucking assault rifle, that I don't care if he was 17, 34, 65, that motherfucker would have been 6 feet under right now. I mean, I'm telling you.
Right, technically speaking, but parents can give privileges to children.
Yeah, yeah, well, those privileges.
And in this case, I'm betting they bought him the guns, or with his allowance and money and stuff like that, they took him to the gun store so he could buy them.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous.
What is this, like some kind of honor system bullshit?
Yeah, yeah. That's not the problem. It's a problem. You're right too, Slagar. There's multiple problems involved in that whole scenario. The parents, Breakman brought it up. The fact that he had a gun and the fact that he was, you know, trained. I mean, because there's no other way to put it. He was trained to be a killer. I mean, otherwise, any normal, rational person, you think it's okay just to go into a pro? He shot somebody in the fucking head. I mean, the nerve and the fucking guts of that kid. You know what I mean?
Like, we got to go downtown and we got to protect the stores and the businesses and stuff like that. Like, I thought you people believed in the cops and trusted the police and stuff.
Yeah.
Because this kid was training to be a police officer.
Yeah.
That was his goal in life, was to work for the police. Like, this is, like, they don't make any goddamn sense. Do you want the militias or do you want the police?
Yeah. Like, what? Yeah, Freak Fight says, if it would have been...
Pick one, you can't have both.
Yeah, if it had been a black man with a gun near a place where gunfire had been heard, I said that, Freak Five. Like, if it would have been a black or brown guy, like if I were to have done the same thing and walked near cops, the cops would have shot me fucking 50 times, man. It wouldn't have even been, you know... It's crazy that the big double standard that's out there, man. It's just, I don't get it. And Slagar's right too, man. It's just one part of the problem. There's like so many problems with that.
Well,
whole...
another part of the problem is my other Stinko goes to the report that was released by, God damn it, I wish I had it with me, saying the rates of white nationalists and racists in general has heavily increased as far as enrollment in the police force.
Oh yeah, no, there was a big there was an expose on that a couple of years back. We talked about Breakman, where I mean it's upwards of more than 50% of the police force is white supremacists.
So when they say the cops aren't racist and stuff like that, well, like I was hearing one of those fucking. Oh God! Like I hate fucking the union reps. They're the fucking worst. The cop, the police unions, are a fucking boys' club of protecting the guilty.
Yep.
And all of us are not. All of us are the enemy to them. Basically,
preach on, Breakman. Couldn't have said it better.
So, anyway, I forgot what I was saying because I started bitching about something else.
Slagar says the 500 other gun dupes should have shot him in the face. That's a problem, Slagar. Like I said, I don't have a problem with people owning guns, but they don't use them in the proper, you know, context, man. They're all cowards. They're fucking.
They're going to protect private property, not their private property.
Right.
They're going to protect somebody else's private
property. Like, when does property? This is something that I'll never understand. Like. When does property take precedence over someone's, like, life? You know what I mean?
When breaking a window, why does somebody deserve to die for breaking
they
a
don't.
Window?
They don't. That's the thing. They don't. You know? Let's see. My aunt, who's a cop, is making excuses why the cops didn't arrest him. She says, in a chaotic situation, saying they just let him walk away was simplifying it. I showed her a video. No chaos. Him walking towards the police quietly, and they just drove past him. And she, that's all they do. That's all the cops do, Freak Five. They just make excuses because it's one – like Breakman said, it's one big club, and we ain't in it, you know? And they don't give a fuck.
The police union is it gives all unions bad names, which is
yep. –
you know what – one of the problems with the irony of the police union is they're supporters of, in general, they're supporters of the Republican Party who wants to get rid of unions.
Yeah.
So they support their union, but nobody else's
union.
They don't
union.
Want anybody
yeah.
else to have a union, but them.
Right. No, you're right. They think they're superior.
No, I mean, the Republicans think that they're the only ones that deserve health care. So.
We just need to defund the police. I mean, it's just plain and simple. And then everybody says, well, what are we going to do without police and blah, blah, blah. It's not
like
about.
They don't understand what defund means.
It's not about that. It's about alternative methods of policing. Like, there's different things we can do. I'm a big advocate of the, you know, sending out counselors to, like, lesser crimes. Like, obviously, I don't want. Like one of these counselors going to a murder scene or something like that. But like, you know, there's such like mental health issues. Like there's a lot of like, you know, mentally challenged people that get killed by police that, you know, everything could have been, you know, kind of settled without having any guns involved. You know, it's just stupid. It's just dumb. I mean, there's other things too, you know, I mean, like the cops, instead of like giving high fives to these assholes with these fucking, you know, semi-automatic weapons should be the same way all the way around, you know? Treat people
and
the same.
There's videos like of cops like hailing all these guys showing up with machine guns, like giving them water and food and shit like that.
And giving them high fives and fist bumps
and
like, a lot
of... What in the fuck is going on? Like, you were celebrating the guys who are armed and dangerous.
It's simple. Let me simplify it for you, Breakman. Cops are not our friends. That's it. Cops are not our friends. They are purely in it for themselves.
They're supposed to be in there to de-escalate situations.
They never do.
Cops don't do any. No. I don't see that happening.
Look,
when I see people getting shot in the back while walking away, or a shot in the back while walking, I repeatedly shot in the back and walking away. How many times are we going to see videos of unarmed people?
Right, like
mostly
right,
unarmed black
right.
men walking away.
I think it was Cleveland break, man, where a cop just rolled up in a park. And shot, I think it was a 12-year-old kid dead. Didn't even give.
12 years old,
yep.
And the cop shot him about 3 seconds. He
yep.
got out of his car.
He didn't even get out. He shot him from in his car. He didn't get out. He didn't give the kid a chance. Just shoot, you know?
And you know the defense. I've heard defense of this. Well, this cop is going to feel guilty for the rest of his life. Like,
fuck
this
off.
Cop. He just killed somebody.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care if he feels guilty for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He should be punished for it.
Because
the family isn't getting their goddamn child back.
I agree. 100%. Slagar says.
He destroyed their lives.
Yeah. Slagar says, I got all these.
He should feel guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. He should be repentant and, you know. Remorseful to the family.
Jail. honestly.
He should be in jail. You're right. He should be in jail. All these fucking asshole cops should be in jail. Slagar says, I got all these auto guns. Don't classify. I don't classify you in that, Slagar. You're not grabbing your guns and going in front of your house and, like, you know, pointing your guns at people.
Yeah,
you're not.
Like Frank said, he's a supporter of the Second Amendment. And my father-in-law, he has assault rifles.
Yeah.
And shotguns.
I don't own a gun, which is, I mean, you would think I would.
You're a supporter of the Second Amendment. And I'm saying we're not saying, like, anti-guns and. I know plenty of people that own guns. Yeah. I'm not attacking guns.
I just don't like the hunter excuse. I don't like the bullshit excuse of I need to protect my, like, you know, I've lived in the rough side of Denver for a good chunk of my life. I've never fucking once needed a gun to protect myself. I mean, don't give me this bullshit that you're protecting yourself and your property and your family and all this nonsense, because, you know, here's the thing. People in general are good. I know there's a lot of bad in the world, and you know, there are rapes and there are murders and there are, you know, break-ins and stuff like that. But how many, I mean, think about your life. If you've lived a long time, how many times did you actually need to point a gun at somebody? Like, it's never, it just doesn't happen. You know, it's just not one of those things. It just doesn't happen.
There's only one time in my life I wished I'd had a gun, and that's when a redneck was threatening me with a gun.
Yeah, I mean, there are situations like that.
Yeah, it was a fucking redneck piece of trash. Like, I've lived in the city and inner city my whole life, and I've never had a black guy, like, come up to me and shoot me or point a gun at me or anything like that. Like, it's just... The only time I ever felt threatened from the white guy, you know?
Slagar says something funny. He says, rough side of Denver? They don't show that on Monday. They never do, Slagar. But you know what's funny? Is just to the – if you ever watch football, Slagar, just to the west of where the stadium – a little bit south and west of the stadium is a pretty rough area of Denver. And you can see it sometimes from the camera angles, but you would never guess the way that they kind of frame things. So, you know, any other thing break before we...
But in that situation, you know, like, it happened fast, so fortunately I didn't have to call the police, but that's what I would have done, was call the police.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I don't need a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you don't. You.
Although if our government keeps trending the way it's going, where they try and take over, we might have to revolt, and that's a different story.
That's a whole different story, and I know where you're going with that. I don't see any scenario where revolting works, man. Like the military would fucking crush all of us. You know, it wouldn't even be.
The military today announced, they had to announce this, which was just fucked up. Like, we're not going to do anything in the election. We're not going to interfere in any way. Like, so Trump can't, like, say, like, hell, protect me. I'm being, like, right, like, pulled out and shit like that.
I hope that's the case.
If he loses the election, he is officially unemployed on January 21st, I think.
Yeah. I hope. I mean, I'm not a Biden fan at all. I'm not voting for him, but I mean, I'm not going to cry if Trump loses. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you know, but I want it to be a peaceful transfer of power. I don't want it to be where, you know, I don't want it to be where Donald Trump is taken out in handcuffs, but if that's what's necessary, then so fucking be it, man.
Like, he was early on joking about second term, third term, stuff like that. Now he wants a redo of the first 4 years because he thinks he's been screwed, and lately he's saying 12 more years and shit like that. Like, he is telling everybody on this planet that he wants to rule this country for ever.
Yeah, Slagar says we are a country because of a revolt. What the fuck? I 100% agree with you, Slagar. But think about it. If you had every citizen that owned a gun in this city rise up against the government because, let's say, Donald Trump doesn't want to get out of the White House, you honestly think that all of us stand a chance against our fucking military? Like, I mean, I guess it's a worthy cause of dying. You want to be on the front line of that? That's something that I don't know.
How Americans won the Revolutionary War? Two things. One, we got the help from the French. Two, we played dirty.
That's true, man.
I'm serious. We played dirty. Look, the
We have to get our allies that we've alienated and convince them to liberate our country so the rest of the world can be saved.
Yeah. Freak 5, that is awesome. He says
the famous picture of Washington crossing the Delaware. You know what he did when he crossed the Delaware? Him and his troops murdered British soldiers in their sleep.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was kind of shit that the Americans did that went in the Revolutionary War. We played fucking dirty.
Of course. I mean, that warfare, anything goes in war, man. I mean, that's the way it is.
Back then it was different because the British played by the regular war rules. Like, they lined up the fight.
Right.
They wouldn't attack people at night, and there would be, like, accords to stop fighting and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they didn't have drones. They didn't have drones that, you know, had, like, sophisticated, like, radar.
No, none of that.
Freak5 says, because my mom and wife are immunocompromised, my kids and nieces and nephews won't be doing anything public for Halloween this year. Me and my sister both get a bonus in October, so we're going to use that to throw a party for them. I'm picking horror movies for the older kids. Any suggestions without too much nudity? I was going to say Slumber Party Massacre, but, you know, that throws that out the window. Scream is a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Scream's great.
Yeah, wait a minute. Is there nudity
in Scream? No nudity in Scream, man. No nudity.
I mean, they take off their shirts, but that's all I really see.
Halloween.
She's just in a bra. Yeah.
Halloween's a good one. There is the one scene at the very beginning, but after that, there's. Oh, wait. Let's see. No. There's just the one scene in Halloween 1. There's one scene in Halloween 2. Very little nudity in Halloween 1 and 2, Freak 5, if you want to do that. And there's none in the new Halloween, so you can do that. None of the Friday the 13th, they all pretty much have nudity except for 6.
I wouldn't recommend any of those.
Except for 6. 6 oddly has no nudity, and it's a really good...
And Wes Craven's New Nightmare has none either.
Yeah, no nudity in... there's very little nudity in Nightmare on Elm Street. I think there's the one scene with Nancy, like, you barely see her boobs. Like, I mean, it's nothing. Battle tactics, line up and attack each other like gentlemen. Exactly. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That's a great one, Freak 5. Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Dungeon says The Keep, spooky movie about World War II.
You can watch Troll 2 and cringe.
Oh, speaking of... a good, well, what about Dog Soldiers? Dog Soldiers, good kind of werewolf movie.
Tremors.
Tremors, a good one. The Gate's great. You know, stuff like that, man. Monster Squad?
Monster Squad.
Say
that. That's not for adults. That's for kids, though. That's a kid's movie.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's like...
I thought we were talking about high school kids.
No. Like, well, I mean, dude, I like watching Monster Squad now, man. It's a good movie.
Did anybody the fact...
We were around when it first came out. For people that are, for young kids, like, they have a hard time watching, like, the older movies.
I guess. Gate 2? Is there a Gate 2? Leprechaun? Leprechaun's another good one.
What about The Faculty?
Faculty's a decent one, I'd say. I'd say that one's good for teens, for sure. Did very long time ago. Wasn't as fun.
Did you watch Disturbing Behavior at all?
I've seen it. I didn't like it too much, Eric. All right. Break, anything else on your stinkos?
God, that was enough. You guys have got to get in here.
Yeah. And I didn't see anything for you, Eric, so I'll just go ahead. Real quickly, Rand Paul gets a stinko of the week because he's a crybaby.
He was
pretending like he was attacked or something, like he was going to get killed. And, I mean, he had to be escorted. I mean, get the fuck out of here, Rand Paul, you fucking crybaby sissy.
The cop next to him got shoved, and he's using that as, look at me getting attacked. Like, you, dude.
Yeah.
The guy next to you got attacked, and you're saying you got it. Oh, my God. Like, seriously?
Ghoulie's a good one. Freak 5, that's a good one to show kids.
Yeah. These people want us to not believe our eyes, not believe our ears. They
exactly.
They just want us to believe them.
He's such a wuss, man. Rand Paul's such a weenie, man. I don't know why he hasn't been voted out of office a long-ass time ago.
Why more of his neighbors haven't kicked his ass.
Yeah, his neighbor.
If I was his neighbor, I'd want to kick his ass.
Neighbor should have kicked his ass, man. Dungeon says the stuff's a great suggestion, man. That's a good one, man. Good suggestion. I would say Freak 5 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's not a lot of gore in it, to be honest, and it's super scary. American Werewolf in London's a good one. All right, real quickly, Let's move on to our Sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, nothing on your front, Eric, so I'll go with Break, your Sweeto of the week.
We talked a few, maybe a month ago, about the whole Confederate statue thing and all that. And I mean, you guys said you want them in museums and not destroyed. Personally, I want them all destroyed because of what they are, but I'd be okay with them being put in, like, a museum. Like, here, these are representations of hatred and stuff over the years. But
don't get me wrong, Break. If they happen to, like, be washed out to sea, I wouldn't feel bad at all.
Man. Well, Hurricane Laura says no to Confederate statues, and a statue that was recently voted on as a protected statue in North Carolina. Hurricane Laura said, fuck that shit, and destroyed it herself.
I saw that shit, man. That's fucking awesome, man. That's great. Really, really good.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah. Anything else, Break?
No, that's it.
Real quickly, Ratchet & Clank looks phenomenal. I saw the full demo yesterday on Gamescom in 4K glory, and it's shaping up to be really good. I think it was 60 frames per second. Same thing with Call of Duty. Call of Duty is being touted as 4K 120 frames per second, which if we get time at the end of our tournament, I do want to talk about that. So, speaking of that... It's a football! Okay, guys, we are down to the final eight of our tournament to determine the greatest N64 game of all time. We've got some fantastic matchups. We're down to the final eight. So why don't we get right into it, because we got a couple rounds to do here. Let's start with WWF No Mercy going up against Star Fox. And I'm going to start with you, Breakman.
No Mercy.
Any particular reason why?
Because it's the best wrestling customization system I've ever had, and one of the best multiplayer games I've ever played, you know, couch multiplayer, and just it's a fantastic game.
Okay, all right, very sound reasoning. What about you, Eric? Star Fox or WWF No Mercy?
I'm not that big of a wrestling fan, but even if I was, I'm very much about rail shooters. So, Star Fox.
Okay, so it comes down to me. I think this time, I think I'm going to agree with Breakman. WWF No Mercy had a great customization aspect to it.
You could customize all your moves, and you could make your character look like Goku, and they could do, like, Dragon Punch and shit like that. Like, it was And then you could obviously make characters from, like, the WCW and put them in there. And yeah, there's just so much fucking awesome shit about that.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just reading chat real quick. Freak5 says, Sweetos, it's payday. New Bill and Ted movie. Excellent. Dungeon Buster says, take them to the Iron Maiden. Bogus. Let's see. So are you kidding, Slagar says. So Slagar is very disappointed that Star Fox did not move on. So we're going to keep continuing here. Let's see what happens, Slagar. Maybe you'll be a little bit happier next. Super Smash Brothers versus Star Wars Racer. I'm going to start with you, Eric.
Smash Brothers.
Okay, I'll go with you, Breakman.
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers is going to be a clean sweep here. I don't think it's a question. Super Smash Brothers, the original's a great game. So we'll just go with that.
Slugger's out.
he's out. Okay, next one. I'll go first on this one, guys. Quake versus Mario Party 3.
I guess we couldn't let Star Fox do Star Fox.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to pick Mario Party 3 on this. I know Quake was a pretty damn good game on the 64, but Mario Party 3, I think, is a pretty damn good game in its own right. I'm going Mario Party 3. What say you, Breakman?
I am going to go with Mario Party 3.
All right. You, Eric?
I'm going to go with Quake.
Okay. Mario Party 3.
I was never a big Mario Party guy.
Yeah. I like Mario Party, especially if you have friends to play with, for sure.
Yeah, if you have people to play with, it's great. If you just playing against the computer, then I would stick with Quake.
Yeah. Okay, final matchup in this round, Ocarina of Time versus Super Mario 64. I'm going to go with you, Eric. What are you picking?
Ocarina. I'm just that much of a Zelda fan.
Okay, you, Breakman?
I'm thinking about this one.
Yeah, this is a tough one for sure.
Oh my god, I've been critical of Mario 64 for a lot of years, but it was revolutionary for its time. It's just there are a lot of things that were fixed about Mario 64 by other games, but those other games wouldn't have been around if it wasn't for Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
And I've went back and played it, and I've had a lot more fun with it in recent years too. It doesn't have that annoying little bastard. I'm going to go.
It's not that big of a deal. Good lord, Brake.
Yes, it is.
You got
So what are you picking, Brake? You're picking Super Mario?
Every time I hear, over here. Ah! Oh, my goodness.
He has flashbacks, man. Come on. What are you picking, Brake?
Hey, it's not like she's Fee who interrupts you.
Yeah.
You can't ignore Navi.
Yeah, it doesn't interrupt you like Eric does all the time, Brake, man. just kidding, Eric. All right, what you picking, Brake?
Mario 64.
Oh, so it's up to me. It's Ocarina of Time versus Super Mario 64. I think Mario 64 is a great game, but there is no way I can pick against Ocarina of Time. How can I pick against Ocarina of Time, man?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Ocarina is a great game, too. I loved Ocarina of Time.
Dungeon says, fairy sprite PTSD. Freak says, find out which of 64 beers is the best, and you each taste the beers as you decide. God damn, we'd get so drunk, Freak 5. That would be
Leave me out of that, because I don't really drink alcohol.
That would be super difficult to do. I mean, I guess Break
and
I
Frank would
do.
Get diabetes, and so would Break.
No, we should, you know what we should do is, like, strains of weed. That'd be fantastic, man. Get these guys,
a bunch of... Ohio still doesn't have weed legal yet.
Who says anything about being legal, man? I'll send you shit. I know how to send shit through the mail, man. All right, let's go down to our final four here. We're going to go with Ocarina of Time versus Mario Party 3. I'll go first on this one. I think, I'm going to pick Mario Party 3. I know Ocarina of Time is probably a better game, but I think I had a ton of fun with Mario Party 3, and I just want to be contrarian. What say you, Breakman?
I think you're just being contrarian. I'm with Ocarina of Time.
And you, Eric?
Ocarina.
All right. Ocarina.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. Ocarina of Time moves on. Okay. Let's move on to the last matchup here. Super Smash Brothers versus WWF No Mercy. I'll go first on this. I'm gonna go. Oh boy, this is a really, really tough one for me. I'm gonna go with WWF No Mercy. I think it had enough to beat Super Smash Brothers, especially the first Super Smash Brothers. What say you, Eric?
I'm gonna go with No Mercy because the original Smash Brothers was very simple idea.
Is it a clean sweep?
It doesn't have as much imagination going through it because it doesn't have a character creator.
Oh, wow. Like, okay. No mercy, is it a clean sweep, Break?
Goddamn right it is.
All right. WWF moves on. Our final matchup, guys, Ocarina of Time versus WWF No Mercy. I'll start with you, Breakman.
We're going to be another show that picks Ocarina of Time to be the best game. I'm still picking No Mercy. I just, of all the N64 games, I think that one and Bond were the two I spent the most time with, had the most fun.
Okay, you picked No Mercy.
GoldenEye and No Mercy.
So, what say you?
No Mercy, come on, No Mercy.
What say you, Eric?
Still Zelda.
Okay, he's going with Zelda, so it's up to me. This is really tough.
Upset the carton train. Upset the cart? Oh.
Freak 5 says, send me some, Frank. Freak 5, once I get my harvest, let me see what I got left.
The Aquafina of time.
I don't have any problem with that, Freak 5. I know how to send it very safely. So.
How would you send it without it getting smelled, though?
You put it in plastic, like a, like with, you know, like one of those vacuum sealed plastic, and you put alcohol in it, and you can send it anywhere, man. It's not like they got dogs at every fucking post office, you know, just sniffing away. Like it's very safe to send through the mail, man. It's not an issue.
Does it go bad because the way the post office is getting cut left and right, it might take a while.
It does not go bad. It just ages and gets better, man. So there you go.
So it's like whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Ocarina of Time versus No Mercy. This is the championship right here. Boy, oh boy, guys, why did you put me in this position? Because these are great fucking games. WWF No Mercy has done far and away better than I ever expected it to do to get to the finals. I am going to pick... I have to do a break, man. Ocarina of Time. Like, WWF's a great, great game, but Ocarina of Time is the greatest N64 game. It definitely, if you think of the overall, like, impact of, you know, there's no doubt WWF No Mercy deserved to be in the finals. There's no question about it. But Ocarina of Time is all-time great game. There's no way I could not pick against that game. I mean, I looked at all the previous matchups, and it's like, other than GoldenEye was the one game that I had a hard time picking Ocarina of Time over, but everything else, man, I have no problems picking Ocarina of Time, and I don't think anybody should be ashamed to pick Ocarina of Time as their greatest N64 game of all time. Okay, guys, real quickly, we each have an idea. So, chat, you guys are going to be the ones to pick next month's tournament. My suggestion is going to be the greatest, since we're on the Nintendo kick, the greatest Nintendo game of all time. And by the way, I'm keeping track of all these games here, the games ones that we do, and we're going to do a final, you know, bracket, 64 bracket, once we fill it up. We're taking the final four. So WWF No Mercy still has a chance to do good things in another tournament break, man, so no fear there. We're going to put them in another tournament later on down the road once we get 64 games, and we're going to determine the greatest game of all time, period, regardless of system. So these top four, Ocarina of Time, Mario Party 3, Super Smash Brothers, and WWF No Mercy, you will see again later. But my pick is greatest regular Nintendo games. Eric, what is your pick? You said greatest action heroes.
Action characters.
Greatest action characters. Are you talking like 80s or just in general?
To keep it simple, we'll make it 80s, 90s.
Okay, 80s and 90s. So greatest action heroes from the 80s or 90s. And what say you, Breakman?
I am going to go with, from the 80s, music from movies. So, I don't mean like theme music, I mean like hit songs that came out. So, like A View to a Kill, for instance.
So, like Beat It, or like from movies?
From movies.
Oh, from movies. Like
A View to a Kill, from A View to a
Kill. Oh, okay, okay. All right, I got you, man. Gotcha. We could do that. We could definitely come up with 64. So, Chat, your picks are either the greatest Nintendo games of all time, the greatest 80s movie songs of all time, or the greatest action heroes of the 80s and 90s. Your choice, chat. You pick it. That's what we're doing next month. So I'll go ahead and let you guys pick while we discuss something that I've been talking about a long time. On Grinders, I kept talking about how the Dreamcast was pumping out games at 60 frames per second. Dungeon says action heroes of the 80s and 90s is really tempting. So just let us know what you guys want. Freak 5 says Nintendo games. So one vote for Nintendo games. So there's one vote. So the rest of you guys got a vote in there.
Do you mean NES games? Do you mean all-time Nintendo?
NES games. Okay. Regular NES. Because, you know, you could do 64 NES. You could do 64 Super NES. I mean, you know, on and on, man. I mean,
we could
do them all. Okay, so I've been talking about this a long time, and it's been bothering me for years how, you know, the Dreamcast was pumping out games at 60 frames per second with awesome graphics. I mean, obviously it wasn't HD, but they were pumping out those games, and I made it a big, you know, stink here. A lot of times Eric and I went round and around about, you know, those type of games. But now, with Call of Duty coming out, Black Ops Cold War, they are touting that game as being 4K, 120 frames per second out of the gate. So we're getting a launch game, guys, that they're touting as 4K, 120 frames per second. I am not under any illusion that it's going to be a native 4K, but let's say it's something like 1080p, 120 frames per second out of the gate. This kind of proves my point that we can get there. We can do, you know, 60 frames per second, probably.
Yeah, but how expensive would it be to get there is the question.
How expensive? Like, really? It's not about expense.
Yeah, sure. It's not cheap.
It's not expensive to do, Eric, especially now.
It probably is on the actual people working on it, because they probably had to crunch lots of numbers for many hours.
Eric, if they can do it out of the gate, right, with a launch game for next gen, why could we not get 60 frames per second at 4K at the end of this life cycle with the PS4 and the Xbox One X? Both of those systems are more than capable. This kind of proves my point that it's about will more than anything. If you want something to happen, it can happen. Ratchet and Clank is running at 60 frames per second.
We can't pretend that there aren't such things as bottlenecks. In the past, I've kept things from like that from happening.
Well, these next systems are proving beyond a shadow of doubt that those limitations are gone, Eric. We will, at the end of next life cycle, see games that are pushing 4K, if not 4K, 120 frames per second. Now, whether or not you got a TV that can do it with 2.1 HDMI that can, you know, is capable of transferring 48 gigabytes of data is a whole new animal that we can talk about. But I think this proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that those limitations are gone. We are done worrying about loading times. And we're going to be done worrying about, you know, 60 frames per second. I mean, that's going to be like standard. I don't think there's going to be if you're pushing a game out that's only 30 frames per second next gen, you're lazy. And I have no problems calling out any developer.
Or you're underfunded.
Underfunded, developer. Maybe. But if that's the case, then
any developers probably will still struggle for a while.
Break, man. I'm not a graphics whore, you son of a bitch. Maybe a regular whore. Yeah, that's true.
Well, definitely a regular whore.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking like this, the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One X were capable of doing 60 frames per second at 1080p. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, there definitely were games that were doing that, especially the racing games. Now, you know, you can argue that there's not a ton of assets in a racing game that's going to cause you any major hiccups, but that's not entirely true. You got to worry about all kinds of shit in racing games. You know, you got to worry about the other cars on the track. You got to worry about the backgrounds. You got to worry about, you know, the assets on the side of the roads. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. So,
not to mention the music that's being streamed.
Absolutely, the music, all that. So I'll give last gen a pass on this, but this coming gen, Call of Duty has set that bar really, really fucking high, man. You know, and no, Breakman, you're right, man. I'm not going to settle for anything less than 60 frames. Why should you? If you got a TV that can push 120 hertz and is capable of 4K and, you know, all that, why should anybody settle now for anything less than 60 frames? I mean, 60 frames is a smooth-ass experience. Think of the fighting games.
I don't care as long as the game is enjoyable. I mean,
you should care. You should. Our standards should be...
I mean, the only time you should care is when it's so crippling that it actually actively hurts the experience.
How many times? The only time I care is when there's, like... when you're having something like that, when you're having some latent
Like Deadly Premonition 2's frame rate is atrocious. They had to fix it.
But how many times
Fallout,
have...
Fallout 3 did that too, where it was just, this is a single-player game, why can't I... why is this dropped down to like one frame per second? What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, Skyrim's another example of that, man. Like, there's no excuses anymore. The horsepower is going to be there. And, you know, I don't care if you put the settings on the greatest settings, you know, there should be no excuses. 60 frames...
Also, don't develop your game in HTML5. That's just a losing proposition.
Yeah, 60 frames is the... It should be the benchmark for any game going forward. 60 frames at least 1080p, if not 4K. I mean, if you're coming out with a game right out the jump, you know, Call of Duty, of all fucking games... pushing 120 frames per second, and they're saying 4K. I know that's probably not native 4K, but it's got to be at least 1080p or 2K, you know? So there's no excuses. Every game going forward on next-gen systems should be running at 60 frames per second, no problem, nothing at all. All right, so we got one vote for Nintendo games. Let's see. I'm going to call out people in chat. Dungeon, what say you for your pick for our...
Yeah, do you think Frank is a whore or a graphics
whore? A10's in chat. Guys, what... I guess it's up to Dungeon. Dungeon, what are you saying, man? Dungeon Buster is going to be, you know... If Dungeon says it's Nintendo games, it's going to be Nintendo games... he is contemplating the action heroes, so...
I think it's why Slagar really did leave.
I know, Slagar once, was pissed.
Once Star Wars Racers out, he's like, fuck.
Star Fox,
man, he was pissed at Star Fox lost, man.
Oh, it was Star Fox? I thought it was Star Wars.
No, Racers. it was definitely Star Fox, man. He got upset, man. Star Fox...
This is the only reason he came here, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think. Ah, fuck! I made the biggest mistake ever. Fuck these guys.
God. Yeah. Okay. Dungeon Buster says Nintendo games. Lots of fun we can have with that. So that'll be our next tournament. Nintendo game, and it just so happens that I, you know,
I'm and, the then, one. And then after we're done with Nintendo games, we get just shitty Nintendo games.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Top 64. No, October's already taken, guys. I already got horror. That. You know, for horror movies, like I've got that planned out. But any other month, and we'll. We'll let chat pick, but October's kind of an unusual kind of deal. It has to be horror related. Maybe next year we'll do.
So many bad NES games.
I know. But let's go.
Towers. Let's do that one.
What's that?
Highlight.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on here to our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
You can follow me at break underscore man on Twitter and at RP Grinders, where you can ask me a question, ask Dear Breakman a question, or you can ask the harmonica a question.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. One day you're going to actually get good at that goddamn harmonica, man. Bust in my ears, Breakman. Oh, man. Nobody ever said that you're great on harmonica, Breakman. Let's make that a New Year's resolution for you, man.
Silver Surfer, X-Men, Wolverine, all terrible. That's yes, absolutely.
That's
God,
true.
God, those are so bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially the Wolverine game.
Friday the 13th, you know, stuff like that. But we're doing the greatest games.
Friday
of all
the 13th would have been an okay game if it didn't have that whole unfair advantage. You know, just Jason popping up at random anywhere. If
no.
Made him say the end
Jason.
Boss.
No, it was a terrible
and you
game.
Build up and get weapons before he suddenly jumps you. It would have been okay.
No,
exploration maybe, but no, you don't think so.
No, just that's just a horrible game. Like Jaws, man. Jaws is another one. Horrible.
Jaws
game.
Is kind of fun though.
Ugh, yuck. Okay, we're doing next month. We're
the
doing.
The biggest problem with Jaws is you getting lost.
Yeah, next month the greatest. regular Nintendo games of all time. So we'll put that together. I mean, that should be pretty easy to do. So, all right, Eric, your plugs.
I'm going to plug BostonPastorPA.com and TotallyGN.com. I've got two reviews up on TotallyGN.com. One of, hold on a second, Mortal Shell, and the other one's The Banner of the Maid. And you can look at, and if you like those reviews and you want to support me on Patreon, sending me as little as a dollar would help me out a lot. So yeah. I can continue doing this, even though, even if you don't give me money, I'm going to do it anyways. Cause it's my passion.
Don't say that, like, Eric.
If you do something good, you deserve to get compensation.
Yeah. Don't say that, Eric. Just tell him that, like, you'll be out of your house if you don't get a dollar from Patreon. And
I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I mean, you gotta get ahead, man.
I mean, have a day job.
That's how you do, man. You kind of have to, like, you don't lie. You kind of bend the truth a little bit, you know. You just, you know.
Yeah, all like right. Frank says, you gotta get head.
Yeah, exactly. Get a head and get head for sure.
No, just head. You just have to get head. You know, yeah. I don't. You don't have to worry about lying, just get
the hit. Yeah, all these bad games we're mentioning are all licensed, so maybe we should purge licensed games off the table.
Category for that. No, you gotta do all of them, man. Total Recall.
That might be a little bit harder, because there are only, what, 255 Nintendo games?
Oh, God.
No, there's far more than that. There's, like, about 1,000.
Total Recall was a horrible game. Freak 5 says... Well,
that came to America.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that number is definitely higher than 500, at least.
Yeah, well, we're doing the best of the best next month. Another Sweeto, my wife's going to increase our internet to the highest speeds available. That's awesome, Freak 5.
Nice.
He forgot a stinko, so...
damn it, why you gotta ruin all the happy vibes?
I know. I know, man. Okay.
You're getting a sad harmonica for that.
That wasn't very sad, man. That was like kind of hopeful and melancholic, if I had to kind of say, you know. Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, just capitalize the RPG anywhere appropriate. And next month, starting next week, we'll be doing the greatest Nintendo games of all time. So you're going to want to stick around for that tournament. First round next week, round of 64, as they say. Freak 5 Stinko was last year in Des Moines. They raised our sales tax and told us they were lowering our property tax rates. And they probably didn't do that.
What was the point?
Yeah, probably not. They probably didn't do that.
They didn't lower them.
Yeah, they never do, man. They
that's what's wrong with our government is they promise things and then they're never held accountable to them. Nobody is.
You know what they did? That's something that they would totally do. They reappraised everyone's house to be worth more. So just move out, man. Make up the difference right then and there. Fuck them. Move somewhere better. You know, Iowa seems like a fucking bad place for minorities to live.
I'm sick of like getting screwed over by the people in power. Yeah, I'm fucking just so sick of this.
Yeah,
shit.
That's why you should vote Green Party, man. Fuck this fucking duopoly that we got, man. Fucking Democrats.
I mean, you know, like, instead of overthrowing the government, wouldn't it be more effective to overthrow the corporations?
Yeah,
because they're the ones that control the government.
They did it again. Said our house is worth even more than they said last year. They always do that shit, Freak 5. Always, man. They're fuck faces, man. Motherfuckers. Okay. Let's see. What else do I want to plug? Oh, thank everybody in chat. Slagar, even though he got mad that Star Fox didn't win. Another TV viewer, A10 was in there. Commander Root was in there. Lurks, our good friend Dungeon Buster, and, of course, our good friend Freak 5 Chaos. So, there you go. Thanks, everybody, for joining it. You guys have anything else?
Slagar's a man of his word.
Yeah, he is, man. He's like, I'm out. Fuck this shit. I think he had one too many, man, honestly.
One too many of us.
Yeah.
Be sure to keep washing your face and your hands and wear a mask.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Social distance.
Oh, my God. And cover your fucking nose when you're wearing a mask, you morons.
Yeah.
If you're and try to do something about your kids' schooling, keep them away from school as long as you can.
Yeah, I mean, if you can afford it, just you know, hire somebody to watch your kids during the day at your house. And I know people got to get back to work and it's really, really tough. And, you know, but I mean, we got to get control of this some way because the government ain't going to help us at all. That's obvious. And if you think that Joe Biden is going to be the answer, he ain't going to be the answer either. But, you know, it is what it is. We got to do what we can, take care of each other and all that type of stuff. Anything else, Breakman?
No. No.
All right. Freak says, while playing Animal Crossing, I was thinking, why can't we put money into our accounts using the app on the Nick phone in the game? Well, they can't think of everything, can they, Freak 5? So there you go. All right. Stay safe out there. We want to see you.
Put money in my account.
Yeah. Stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.
Nobody else is going to interrupt.
Of course you got to interrupt.
Well, no, but I thought it was waiting for somebody else to do it first. I mean, I'll do it, fine.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to do it, right, man? Might as well be you.
I got to upload the episode.
You guys are sons of bitches, man. Always ruining the outro.